Hey everyone,
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize about the inconvenience. We had a little bit of an issue with technical difficulties. I don't know what happened. I'm not a tech guy, but hopefully we figured things out. We're going to be bringing JC on in a very short bit to talk about the video games world, the news, and the failings they've had so far, what she's looking for in her gaming system, what she does with her creative aspects, how it's helped her, and what she's doing with her show. We're going to talk about what I'm going to be doing with my show. We're going to maybe collaborate, maybe have some ideas. Maybe find out what DGC thinks about her performance on our show. So we're just waiting for her to come in again. Hopefully everything should be okay. We hope. We have not had a lot of these issues, as people have known. Very rarely do we have this kind of a flaw, if you would. So for that, I apologize. So bear with me, and we're working with things. I got the microphones going, got my headset. I got the microphone out. Hopefully we should not have an issue, we hope. We're waiting for DJC to call back in. Hopefully we won't have any more issues, we hope. as obnoxious as this is. Yeah, so we're just waiting. So please bear with me, folks. So we're should be soon, we hope. Yeah. It's always embarrassing when you do live things and you have any promos. This reminds me of my wrestling days. This is like having a lot going out and getting ready to do a show. And then just as you're about to go to the ring to cut a promo, the microphone dies or they lose audio in the arena. And then you got to speak live. Then you got to do the promo loud as possible so everyone can hear you. Cut your promo. And when you're a promo guy, that's something you have to be on par for. Boy, I'm glad I brought my tea and got ready for that. I'll tell you that much. All right. Hopefully we don't have any issues. This is crazy. So we are... I apologize again about the technical difficulties to both my guest and everybody else. This is the first time this has happened in a while. So, as obnoxious as this is, but we'll get through it. We always do. So here I am. I'm back. And, I want to say while we're waiting for DJC to log back in and try again, first, again, apologizing to her and everyone else. And secondly, I want to say that I'm very excited about the upcoming new games, and I'm hoping that the software is better than what we've had prior. Last year's software, not last year's, but 2020's release was, I think, a massive failure on many, many different accounts. On many different levels, it was a failure. It was a botchy kind of a thing. There was so many botches in the game. There was so many glitches, I guess the kids call them, that I've seen compilation videos of all of the, actually many compilation videos of, the glitches and the so forth from the 2020 game, and nothing even gets repeated within those compilations, which is unheard of, if anything I've ever seen. I guess what's troubling to me is how many people they brought out prior in 2020's release, and how many people talked about this release and had such high hopes for it just to have it utterly fail. And that is just, as someone who prides himself on doing a good job, doing a great job, being the best that I can do for my guests, my showing fan base, I would imagine that would be obnoxious to anyone to produce or put out some type of work that you're going, your name's going on it, and there's so many bad things associated with it. That's not the press you want. There's an old saying that goes, you know, bad news leads to, you know, advertising, but not in a video game world when you want the success of your game so you have people who buy it and want to do more of it. That is not the game, the show, the idea with this show or that match or the software. The 2K series as a whole, I've never had an issue with per se. In all honesty, we've been doing our shows, the Dream Masters, since the older games, the Raw versus SmackDowns, I believe was what we were using to do the early ones. And it's a different atmosphere now. So we're just awaiting what's going on here. There's some, here we go. Let's try this again, folks. Hello?
Hey, finally on.
Oh, my goodness, it worked. How about that? Oh, my goodness. I was just saying, you know, if it wasn't for technical difficulties, this is like a live independent show right here. This is like getting ready to go out and do a promo in a live ring. And then having the microphone or the audio go completely out at the last minute.
Oh.
That's awesome. So I apologize, first of all. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
It's all right.
Anyway, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our guests. Why don't you introduce yourself, my friend?
Okay, well, hey, everybody. JC, part of the Square Circle Cafe crew. Glad to be here tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the F World headquarters for the first time. It's always fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this is your first time coming into the F World headquarters, so welcome. And it's great to hear from you. So, you know, I was talking to the wife, as you know. JC goes back with my wife quite a while, folks. And in fact, it goes predates my time. But I was talking to the wife and I was saying, you know, this video game, we've been watching, keeping track of the video game news because, as you know, I'm sure you watch our shows on YouTube, and I'm sure you're aware of all of the stuff that you've been doing as far as the tag team goes on our show. But, I know that you're someone who also creates on, you know, using the wrestling games and so forth in your creative individual anyway. And I wasn't sure how much you were paying attention to the wrestling games. And I thought, you know what, if anyone knows about this video game stuff or anyone could talk about, you know, fighting games or games in general, it would be you. And the wife actually suggested you first. And I agree with her. I think I've talked to you in the past about wrestling games and fighting games in general and whatnot. So I thought, you know what, let's have GJC come on here, one half of the women's tag team champions currently, to come in here and talk to us about what it is to, you know, what she's seen so far, the games, your opinions of the games so far, and what you know, what you've heard so far, the games coming up, what you're excited for, what are you looking for, and yeah, go from there.
Oh, sure. Of course, let's start with the, Russ, what was it? WWE 2K22. Which is, you know, 2K returning to WWE realm after a bad showing of WWE 2K20. Let's just put that on the table.
Oof. Yeah. What do you think of that one, first of all? Let's dissect that. What are your thoughts on that one? I actually just – I didn't say too much already, but because I'm sure we were going to talk about it at some point. But, yeah, that was a – a little bit of a letdown, huh?
Yeah. Now, for me, I was, you know, Team 2K, WWE 2K for a while, you know. Even when it switched over from THQ, I've actually been playing the game when it was with THQ. And then when it switched over to 2K15, and we know how 2K15 turned out, it was bad, too.
Right.
And it picked up, you know, 16, 17, 18, and 19. 19 was very good.
Yeah,
you know.
I didn't have a problem. No one had any problems with 19. I didn't have a problem with 19.
Yeah, and I was so ready for 2K20 because, first of all, it had Becky as being the first woman to have a cover, and then you had Roman Reigns. I'm a big Roman Reigns fan, so I was so happy to see him on the cover. And
right.
then the game came out. I immediately could tell it was just, ooh. I mean, I tried to push through it, especially with the creative part. See, I'm a big Creative Suite fan. Because
sure, me too.
That's where I can go in and I can create as many characters as I want. I have a standard
sure.
set of characters I create.
Right.
And I love when they have, you know, I'm going to be honest on this part. The Creative Suite, you know, it puts in a couple more choices and everything every year. You know,
yep.
it still stuck with the same format, but I did like it in the fact that I could, it was a way for me to create people that, you know, that weren't in the WWE anyway. I could create my own roster.
Sure, exactly.
But it was so hampered with so many errors. I'll tell you one
right.
particular one. I was making, what character was I making? I think it was my JC character that I was making. And I gave her a nose ring, and the next thing I know, I'm looking at a narwhal. And I'm like,
oh,
what the hell? So it was like, I was making sure, okay, was I not, did I? And I'm like tweaking it, and I couldn't fix it, so I had to just 86 the whole nose ring all together.
Right.
So, and we all seen all the the layers that clash with each other. The infamous Becky one with the sheet mask on. Oh my gosh!
The glitches on galore. You could actually sit there. Oh, it's awful. It was absolutely atrocious. You can actually still go on. What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible.
I was saying, like, one of the characters, when you're trying to play, you're good for a minute. The next thing you know, the camera just zooms out of nowhere. Like,
yeah.
What?
Oh, it was – and not to mention all of the other, like, you know, breakdancing in the middle of the thing, the referees not having legs all of a sudden, guys floating around all over the place – wrestlers floating all over the place. Just the crashes. How about the amount of crashes? I mean, it was atrocious.
Oh, man.
It's still atrocious. You know, when I do my shows, we used to do ours live. We used to do a live broadcast of my shows live on YouTube. And I honestly, in good faith, I can't trust 2020, even now after all of the, quote, you know, patches that went in. I still don't trust it not to crash because it still does that on time to time, even, you know, years after it came out. You know what I mean?
I think the last time I played my 2K20 was probably December of 20.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
What it came out in 19, so No, I played it. The last time I played it was before 2020. Yeah, that's right. I think I hadn't pulled it out after. I was just so done with the game. I don't give up on these games. I just feel like, you know, I bought the thing, you know.
Yeah, hopefully for the
I
best,
it,
you know.
Play it, yeah. But after a while, I was like, I'm not even going to waste my time with it. So
yeah,
I just quit playing it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I mean, I think I went back. I also actually, I did go back to 2K19, and about a couple of months ago, I posted up some characters that I had previously made, and I added a new one.
Yeah.
It's
awesome that they that's awesome that they still let that up still, the servers for 2019, because the other one was so atrocious. They knew they had to do something, else fans would rebel, you know?
Right. I even had, a plan for 20.
Yep, we all did.
My plan, okay. Yeah, the plan that I had was I was going to totally rip apart all the brands, Raw, SmackDown, yep. NXT, just rip them apart. Just
right.
sort of, and then I was going to have a draft. So I created my own personal three brands I created.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to have like the plan was to do a YouTube draft.
Yeah, I like that idea. Sure.
Like, but again, and then this play it in universe mode. I was going to do a year's worth of universe mode.
Right.
so
right.
I went through all of that. Downloaded all of my characters. Downloaded the people that I wanted. and then I had my own personal characters I created. I did all of that, but then the gameplay with 20 was just so shoddy, and I just didn't trust it, so I didn't even bother. So I said,
mm-hmm.
I'll wait for the next version.
Yeah, and who would have ever thought you'd have to wait a year after the release of the other one? Because they totally say, you know what, we're not even going to bother with 21, since 20 was so atrocious.
Right. I
so
think
they came
what
out
happened
with this...
was, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Let's hear it. What
no,
do you got?
What I was thinking was, what happened was one of their developers, I think it was Yuke, left in the middle of production of this, or the
mm-hmm.
contract expired in the middle of it, which
mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Why would you let someone go in the middle of a project? Wouldn't it be better if you had them complete their project and then they can go? Or at least get an extension to get this project done and let them go and say, okay, we're going to do this. We're gonna finish this up.
Mm-hmm.
And they can finish it.
Well, two things about that. One, I heard that Yuke's left them all together because I don't know what the reason. Maybe them and 2K had a fallout or something. I don't know. But my thing is, now I'm not a tech guy, but I can say this. Even if, you know, Yuke's was to leave, I don't know what contribution Yuke's actually did to the game versus every other element that goes in it. Because, I mean, to put one of these games together, it goes into many different levels and many different elements involved. You got many different stages of 2K, you got WWE Creative, you got all these other elements going into this game, whether it be PlayStation, Xbox, whatever. Then you have all these other developers. My issue is two things. One, before this game was even released, they had a, quote, press release where they had a bunch of us who are the ones who go on YouTube and basically build and keep their brands alive by putting up their matches and doing the things like you do, the universes and stuff like that, the fellow creators. They flew a bunch of us out to Vegas to try out 20 prior to its release. Now, my issue is this. If they actually brought people up to play this game that we've all played already, we've already seen, there's no way they played this, you know, fixed-up, souped-up version. They clearly played the game we did. And if they told them the same issues we've all seen since its release, how was it released to begin with? Do you know what I mean?
It was a calamity of errors all on top of it. Of course, I know people that were complaining about it. You know, I followed some of those guys that went out there. I think what was going on, it was pressure probably from other people, especially from the WWE. They had a schedule. They've already put all this out, and they say, we need this game out at this certain amount of time.
Right.
And we need to put it out. And they don't, you know, coming from someone with a, I have an animation degree, computer animation degree.
Well, there you go.
And I'm looking at this, it's like, dude, this is stuff that you, It was just basically like, you know, you did a couple of months in class and this is just when you first started out, if
right.
that. And
yeah, exactly.
it just seems like it was rushed because it was stuck on the schedule, I guess, set by the WWE. This was just a straight up money grab. It wasn't even, and let's just call it. It was just a money grab.
It was a money grab that cost them more money than it did bring it in. I'll tell you that much. You know,
right? So it made 2K look bad. The WWE
right.
definitely looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand why they didn't put 2K21 out. Because
right,
after 20, who was going to buy it? I mean, you
right.
just lost the base you had that was loyal mm-hmm. to you.
Right.
Is out the door.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it was out, I would have looked at it. I would like, I'm not spending my money on that. I don't trust
yeah.
you anymore.
Right. Prove it. Prove why this is better. Now, since then, now they're going to be releasing the 2020 game. We also know about these other games that are also in development, and some of them are already out. I've tried to do my show. It's very difficult because I'm sure you've seen some of our show. And, you know, to do our show is difficult because, for one thing, the original plan for, like you had a plan for 20, we were going to go live whenever they did a show, you know, to be the alternate to the alternate. You know what I mean? So in other words, when Raw was on, we would be on YouTube. When SmackDown was on, we'd be on. When NXT would be on, and then when, you know, AEW started, we'd be on when they were on. That was the original plan, to go live on YouTube when they were on TV. So people had a choice. You can watch that. You can come on YouTube and watch our show. But unfortunately, we can't even live stream because it was, I don't trust it. It didn't look good. It crashed on a regular basis. Our regular shows were shotted. And to me, they cared more about putting in all of this other elements into this game, the 2020 game, that didn't need to be there, wasn't necessary. I have an old theory. If it's something's not broken, don't fix it. And they put so much emphasis on all this other stuff they had to add. Now, I don't have a problem with them adding the women's, you know, Rise of the Women and stuff like that. That doesn't bother me. But did they really need to do the original thing? Yeah, you got some cool original like clothes and stuff like that, but why do we need to have this all together thing? You have to unlock the, you have to actually play the game to unlock the things that you paid for in the deluxe edition. You know what I mean?
Right.
That, in the 20 game,
okay.
I mean,
yeah, I agree. I totally agree with the, you know, you're pushing your, you know, it's basically you have your original character and you're like going through, you know, each step until they get to the main roster. That, I don't mind. That was fine, but it was just, but it was a good idea, but it was executed poorly. Especially
yeah,
the dialogue.
Very, very
oh my
poorly.
God, the dialogue was just atrocious.
It still is. Dialogue's terrible. I mean, the commentary team I'm not a fan of anyway. In any of these games, on live TV, I'm not a fan of the commentary. But, you know, the games don't make it any better. And then on top of that, just like, just too much, you know, emphasis on this other weird stuff. Now, I don't have a problem with Bray Wyatt being in there and adding that in. But as far as, like, this other stuff that they had to add in there, like, why did this need to be in here? And did you put so much, they put so much time and effort into that stuff, they forgot to even put in the build your own championship thing. Did you notice that? That had to be a patch.
Oh, yeah. That sucked. I wanted that built so bit. Those builds were the coolest. Like the showcase, the WWE 2K showcase. Okay, I love and hate that idea. I love it and I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the part. I love all like, you know, using your characters to do these certain things. However, it just like in comparison to the rest of the game, you were right. It was like they put more emphasis in that than in the actual game. So it made like I played through the showcase part, most of the showcase part. Except the one with Finn trying to fight off the Wyatt family, that just
yeah.
pissed me off to no end, and I just quit playing that one because I could never get Harper, may he rest in peace, and Rowan. They kept kicking
oh,
my
yeah.
butt. I just said bump it, but I got through everything. Yeah, it's fine. I like that part. That's fine. I write stories, so it was like a basically like me writing a story. It was kind of cool with using WWE characters. That's fine.
Sure.
It was just
yeah.
It's just, you know, I would like the work you put into that, I would also have liked if you put the work into the actual game.
Yeah, right.
That would,
to actually play
if
that.
If you did that showcase would have been cool.
Right. Yeah, it would have been, and many other things. Now, since the 2020, they've been. Have you seen a lot of the new? Have you seen the innings trailers for the new one, the 2022 game coming up? Have you heard about all the new additions and the things? And what are your thoughts right now?
Okay. Okay. They're saying they're going to redesign the game, the gameplay engine. Well,
right.
Okay. I wanted to see that. Graphic wise, what I see in the commercial is good. But you remember, what you see in the commercial is not necessarily what you're going to see on your television.
So, all too true.
So I'm like, I like what I see, but I got to wait till I get the system.
Right.
And then we'll talk about it. They're talking about they brought back GM mode, which cool.
Right.
That's cool
for
me.
Wanted to chat with you about that, too, because I'm sure you played with that in the past, right? That sounds like something you did. Now, I don't actually remember using the GM mode, but I was going to chat with you a little bit about that and get some ideas, because I'm wondering if the show that I normally would do, where I book the matches myself, put the matches together, if that's something I can use the GM mode for, and would that be easier to do it that way rather than do what I do currently, which is just separate matches put on one card.
Yeah, it's basically you're literally, you know, you're putting together matches, you're putting together a roster, you know, who's gonna be your the face of your company or your brand,
right.
You know, your tag teams, your champions, you know, you got a budget you gotta spend. So,
oh boy!
You got to make sure those shows are good, so that way you can bring in the money. So that way, if you want this particular superstar, you got to have the money to pay them. And then you sign people depending on how deep they get into. Then you're talking about how many years you sign up a wrestler or a superstar. So you're like literally, you run the show basically.
Right.
So. I mean, if you, like, depending on how deep you want to get into it, that's a pretty good thing. Like, I definitely would jump on that. As soon as I saw it, I was like, okay, cool, I can do that.
Yeah, I'm willing to give it a try. I think it might my life be. I've tried to toy with the universe mode, but again, I'm subjected to 2020 story mode. I mean, universe mode. And as we know, the whole game's fresh anyway. So it's not a great universe mode in general. You don't have the GM mode there, but you know that you kind of. That's what I've been having it lately. But I mean, I'm curious about this GM mode thing. I think it'd be different. And I also think maybe this might make my life a lot easier doing my shows in general. And if it doesn't crash, you know, that's my biggest thing. You know, because if I can schedule
GM mode,
yep.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying that if I could schedule the GM mode on the days for the universe mode to just, you know, schedule that show, that would make my life a lot easier. Just play it, show out the – just do the live stream of the universe mode, and that's it for that week. But, again, that would have to do with, is this going to crash 700 times? How many patches are we going to need for this? Because, you know, it sounds – I guess this is the part of me is it sounds too good to be true. Does that make sense?
Right.
A lot of the things they're claiming to be adding to make it better, is it too, you know, you've taken a year off to fix any of these things, but if you're so, you know, so certain, why is it taking this long to do? And a lot of people can contribute that to, you know, their superstars coming and going, which leads to another question. By the time this game comes out, who is going to be on this active roster of the WWE game? Because we're talking about this game coming out as a release in March, is scheduling when it's supposed to come out. We're supposed to get more details, I guess, the early January, they said, right?
Right. Yeah, that roster is going to be – that roster's got a big question mark because a lot of people got released. Also, but the flip side about that is one thing I like about 2K is if someone gets future endeavored in the middle of the making this, they retain the majority of the moves, even though they can't use the actual person.
Right.
So That's when your creativity comes in.
Right,
and
right.
People can recreate that character.
You know.
So, and in a way, it's kind of like a good thing, bad thing. Well, not good thing as far as letting go of that certain person or letting go of a chunk of your roster. But
right.
The fact is that you can still go in and they still retain some of the parts to that person. You can go in and put them together. Like, for example, when Moxley or Dean Ambrose left the company and the game came out, a lot of his stuff stayed in the next generation of the game. So
that's true.
You can recreate John Moxley or Dean Ambrose if you're, you know, depending on
if you really
team
want to, right.
You're on. Yeah, I created John Moxley. Well, I got a John Moxley because, again, I wanted him to be in my version of my wrestling version or my wrestling idea. Like I said, I was going to destroy all the brands and just create my own three, which is why
that's a great
in
idea.
Universe mode. Yeah, in Universe mode.
Right.
Since you brought that up. The one thing I don't like about Universe Mode, and this is across any game, is the fact that you kind of have to recreate teams. Like, if you create a team outside of Universe Mode, and then you go into Universe Mode, and you got to recreate that same team.
Oh, absolutely. I know that. That's obnoxious. There should be an option that you can just have it on one thing. Like, when you save it, like, when you create your team on, like, your playing thing, I agree with you. I know exactly what you're saying, especially teams and factions. I run into that a lot. You build a team, I think they should make it so when you're saving the movesets to that in the, whatever, the universe mode or whatever, then it should move the whole team to the universe mode. You know what I mean?
Or
I think it's obnoxious.
When you create it, like, when you create it, there should be, like, an option, like it says, like, at the end, when you're creating, you save, it gives you an option that says, will you be using this team in, it says, will you use this team in universe mode or save this team in universe mode, yes or no, or check mark or something. So that way, when you go over in the universe mode and you check and you're making your team, you
right.
can, it'll probably have, like, these are the current, and then in there, you can even, it even gives you an option to say, do you want to keep this team, do you want to keep this team, or something.
Sure.
So that way you're not literally reinventing the wheel when you go into universe mode, which,
yeah,
you know.
It does slow things down a lot, and it makes no sense why you would do that. It's all the same game. It's all the same system.
Stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope, now, my only concern is with this universe mode, this GM mode, and we've seen a lot of them using a lot of their WWE superstars, granted. But now clearly right now in the universe mode, I know you can have your cause or whatever in part of that universe. But I'm just hoping, because I haven't seen any implications to how creative is being used. We've seen some of the updated, quote, models of what they're going to look like. And I guess my thing with the creative thing is I think we need more names, first of all, for everything across the board.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how – now, this is a nitpicky thing. Granted, I get it. But as a creator, I think you can understand this. When it comes to the – you build a character, you want to build a certain person in the name. You would think that they would have very basic common names, everyday names available for you to use when you're creating a wrestler, right? Cindy, Susan,
right.
You know, very basic names, right? But instead
right.
of that, you have all these other names. Like, where are the regular names? Like, yes, they have a Sean spelled my way, S-E-A-N, and they got a Sean spelled my son's name, S-H-A-W-N. Where's the S-H-A-U-N for those people? Not that that's, you know, a huge thing. How about the name China? There was a WWE superstar who's a Hall of Famer. How come China's not part of the names? And furthermore... Here's my feeling about everything across the board. Like, the names, in my opinion, they could get away with, well, maybe there's never been a superstar with that name. But if that's the case, shouldn't anyone who's ever worked for WWE have a name, at least their basic name, associated with the name over the years? And if that case, they should have many names more than they have now. Am I correct?
I mean,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm just thinking they should, some of that stuff they can retire because not as many people use it. Like, I have, like, my character, I have JC, you know, use JC, but my,
right.
But I would like it if I could spell it out. But I also have a character named Free. There's no Free, so I have to use Fry, which sounds ridiculous.
Right.
But
you know what's too bad is they can't just use modern technology. Just why can't you just pronounce the name of the person? What's so hard about nowadays you have, you know, they recognize everything else. In the game itself, when they're doing like the entrances, the name's right there. But when it comes to the in-ring name, the announcing name, why can't they have an updated thing where they can't, you know, have that if added, you know? Or at least give you the option to add your own, you know, verbiage to the, you know, thing, you know? To add
all right.
to the verbal commands, if you would. Because there are a lot of names,
you know,
out there that you never hear.
Right. You know, there's one thing I wish they could bring back, but I understand why they can't bring it back.
What's that?
Custom entrance music. That
yeah.
That was the best. I like.
I agree with that.
I would love that because that way, like, if your character has a new theme, if a current person on the roster has a new theme, but it still has its old theme, you can always switch it out and put the new theme with it. Can't
yeah.
do that anymore.
Yeah, especially
and then,
if you do live streams. Can't do it live stream, that's
right.
for sure. Or on YouTube
right.
or whatever because you get the strikes. But that brings me to another question I had for you as a person who not only plays these things. Have you ever used Twitch?
I kind of, sort of. I think I had I think I have a Twitch account, but I don't use it that often, and I got to dig up the login.
Well, the only
so
my question
really
is because I don't technically the game right now. I mean, the 2K game. What we do for our show is actually run it like an actual show. We have, you know, scheduled matches and storylines and championships and so forth. But I don't actually technically play the actual game. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm?
When
yeah.
I do the shows on YouTube, they're not actually played by me. They're all demo mode. I don't play anything. We have no, as we say on the show, we have no control over the outcomes of any of our matches. And it's true. All of the matches are set to demo. We just call the action because that's the only way you'll find
right.
out fairly who's going to win. Right.
I think that's the best way to do it because, I mean, unless,
I agree.
Really, unless it's like a character if there's a character you're trying to wholeheartedly push through universe mode, I'm not going to play the game. I'm just going to, like, let the machine work its magic.
Right. Right. Well, that's
yeah.
always what I do it in. That's how our show works. That's what we've always run it on is just by, you know, putting it on demo mode and calling the action. But that being said, now, I'm not familiar with how Twitch works, and I know people who actually play games go on Twitch. But seeing how we don't actually, because I'm trying to broad in 2020, too, to make up for all this calamity and try to build my audience, would you think that I should look into Twitch where I don't actually play the game versus I put a show using a game? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about, and I would say, I mean, it depends on how comfortable you are. I would say, you know, read up on Twitch. I don't want to say go ahead and go for it, and it turns out to be utter crap. So,
well,
I
using the 20 game,
often.
I feel like it would, because 20 is just, I'm not even going to bother with that with the 20 game. I've had it this
now,
long, I haven't
now.
Tried it yet. But if the 2022
yeah,
game is as good as they say it's going to be, I might be more tempted to try it with that.
Yeah. Oh, before we get off this subject, the one feature I'm looking for is the faction. That
yeah.
one I'm looking forward to.
I wanted to talk to you about that, too, because I'm actually excited about that myself. What do you think of this new thing? Now, granted, this is a new add-on as part of the, you know, newer thing. You know what? I don't have a problem with this mode versus a lot of other things. I actually like this because sometimes you do have factions in wrestling. Our show has factions, that's for sure. And I've not seen any wrestling game give the respect to the factions as, you know, whatever else, especially in the universe mode so far. But your thoughts on that one?
Oh, that will work for me because there are some factions that I would totally be down to put together. That would be like your ultimate fantasy football, fantasy wrestling league there. a lot of people have their dream factions. They can work, you know, put them together, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
I'm also hoping
that's
so
easy to do.
Yeah.
Huh?
I like this. I agree with you 100%. I love it. Keep going. I like it.
I was just saying that, you know, in universe mode, and then it's kind of like, and then when you're just doing it, putting together your roster outside of universe mode, it's fine. You look at it, cool pictures, everything. You try to work it out in universe mode, and then it's like, you know, you're trying to have all your people in to come out, and then they have these, that goes back to creative suite. When you put together a tag team or put together more than two people, they only have very few motions.
Oh,
like,
I love it.
What if you have an all-girl faction and you're stuck with Evolution?
Right.
As your
entrance. Man. We are on the same wavelength. I said that when 20 came out. I said, I hope they have better entrances. In all honesty, no, they don't. For factions, especially. The only good thing is they added the four-person thing. But what about five-person factions? There are those that exist.
Right.
Or more than that.
You got to have your dedicated tag team, and, you know, you got to have your leader. Then, you know, you have your hype man and whatever. Because you need, like, they need to give you more entrances for multiple people. I mean, I get
agree.
You three-man people. Like, you know the New Day's going to be in there regardless because that's cool.
Oh, of course. Of course. That's not a bad entrance.
But,
that's good. It's a three-person team. You know, that's a good thing. I 100% agree with you. I said that. I think we need new entrances in general. We need some classic, more entrances added in general, especially even the tag teams in general could be updated a little bit.
Yeah.
Some of them are really cool to see. Like, obviously, they got, like, the Dudley Boys entrances, and they got the Bushwhackers. Great. And they have other people, you know, fluctuated in, like, the, you know, they'll have the Fabulous Freebirds or whatever. But what about, I don't know if you remember, a couple of games ago, they had the Road Warriors entrance when they rode into the motorcycles. Do you remember that?
I think, yeah. I didn't
it was a few games ago.
I think I know what you're talking about.
That
yeah.
was a great entrance, especially if you have a team that's a biker group. And speaking of, there have been biker groups, now that I think about it. I mean, is that the whole gimmick of DOA? But, I mean, that's what we need is more things like that. Or the Brood entrance would be great. The classic Brood entrance.
Yeah.
That's
I remember the Hooligans and the Hardys. I was like, I like those two entrances. Those two are my favorite. But, you know, that depends on the team that I'm working with. Because if I have a mixed tag. Oh, yeah, the mixed tag team.
Yeah,
that,
they added that last year.
They're gonna do it. They need to do it right because it was kind of like a hit or miss.
Yep, agreed.
So
agreed, and that wasn't the greatest and smoothest thing to work either. You know, and the matches themselves are tough. You know, I have to fear when I do my shows. I fear some of the matches. Some of the matches are one of our used to be like, you know, fans used to love our melees and stuff. But I'm afraid to do a 30-person melee because using the 20 mode, it's going to crash halfway in between. And then, you know, got to start it all over again.
Yeah,
you know?
It has. I mean, I was watching one user. They had, like, a battle royal, and all the characters were movie monsters, movie horror shows or horror characters like Jason, Freddy. And it was going good. And then in the middle of it, it just crashed.
Oh,
and I was like,
yep.
Oh.
And that's what we encounter all the time. That's what drove us. Now, prior to games, we did that no problem. We even had a 40-person melee back in the day. We call them melees on our show. But we had a 40-person melee not long ago that we had no issues with that. That never crashed. Granted, it took forever to go through the match when you're calling the action. And, you know, to call a melee is actually takes a lot out of you because there's a lot of action going on when you're calling a melee.
Right.
Because that's what we do. That's our part, you know. But, you know, it's just so obnoxious. And I do hope they do update the entrances. I agree with you on that, especially the multiple-person things. And if they're going to implement this faction thing, then they're definitely going to have to add more faction entrances. Because what they have right now, I mean, if you go on there to the, you know, regularly scheduled thing in 20, they have like four. They got, you know, the basics. They got New Day. The only four-person groups they have are really the Wyatts and the Undisputed Era. Right now, as his last year's main game. But what Insanity. But, I mean, what about the other groups of the time? There's definitely more than two guys in the NWO. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if they're going to give you the names of the factions or the groups, then they should probably at least include those in the entrances, right?
Right.
But that's another thing I think they need to do is update those themselves, the names of the teams and the names of the groups. And, you know, that lots of things they got to add and subtract, and they got to weigh the pros and the cons, granted. But it's been a long time coming, and they need to do something because otherwise they're going to have a lot of issues. But that being said.
Yeah.
Yep, go ahead. No, go ahead.
What I was saying was, They got a big goal right now. If they got to win back all those people they lost back in 2K20. So
Absolutely. They
got to bring their A game now. If they try to force feed us the same stuff they fed us with 20, they can hang it up at that point. Ain't nobody going to spend months. Like, you're basically spending $70 on a poster at this if they do that again.
Yeah, right. Not to mention
on top of whatever $70 for the game on top of the $20 you're gonna pay if you do the
deluxe or whatever.
Yeah, the pass
right.
That comes with the game.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what
like,
that's gonna include and how that's gonna work. And do you know that
like not only are you getting the pass, then you gotta pay for other stuff that's inside the game, and I'm like.
I just heard that.
Why are you gonna do more of this pay stuff?
Right.
That's like
right.
I'm not gonna even want the game at that point.
For a wrestling game at that. No, 100%. I heard
right.
about that. You actually have to have what they call in-game purchases for this game coming up now. I'm like, what? So kind of like the NBA game where you have to add money to buy certain things or like add money to an account like you would for any of those other games. Like, this is a wrestling game. Why do you need to spend money to get it if you have a season pass? You should have everything already unlocked. Right? Like, that's
right.
My feeling in it.
Yeah, like,
my
like
feeling
Mortal
is,
Kombat 11. I understand,
Kombat,
like, when you, when it, like, I'm sorry. Mortal Kombat 11. I understand the fact that when you buy the game, you know, and then you buy... You see, you're going to pay some money for, like, the extra – I think you had, like, how many storylines? It had the original storyline, and then it had, like, an extended part.
Yep, they did.
I think.
Aftermath
but
or whatever.
But they also had – yeah, and they had Aftermath. And then you had – and then on top – so then they also made it where if you already have the game, you just buy the – you purchase the extension. But if you didn't have the game – and you're at this point where you didn't have the game, they created another game which had both parts. I mean, I understand that part.
Yep.
You know. But it just seems that's a fighting game, and Mortal Kombat's been in this game, quote-unquote,
right.
for, what, over 20-something years? So it kind of
yeah.
works.
And people know that, and it's kind of dependable too, Mortal Kombat. It's something that people know and trust. It doesn't matter. It could be, you could have like 10 fighters originally, and they, people know enough to know that it's still going to be a good game, I would imagine.
Right. Yeah. But the in-game purchases, especially if, it's not just the in-game purchases, it's just the fact that the in-game purchases, because it's like, okay, I'm paying $20 for, $5 or $6 for a skin, not even an additional move, just for a skin, and I'm sitting there like, you know, I can just go and create that skin in creative suite or something similar.
100%.
You gotta give me a reason for me to cough up money for it. If it's gonna add stuff to the, creative suite, if it was adding stuff to the creative suite, you get like a package of new stuff that you can use. Okay, I can understand that.
Like a move set pack, maybe, where they can add more move sets or entrances, for example, or something of that nature. I would be down for that. Or a move set, or a music set, where they unleash something that has all of the music. That would be great, even if you can't use it, you know, live. At least if you're playing it for your own, you know, funness, you can have some of that. You know, that would be fun.
Force you to grind so hard to get, so long to get stuff. That's the other thing. You gotta go through 100 matches before you even see the payoff.
Right. Like, yeah, that's another fun part.
The match 45, I'm done.
Yeah, right. You know, it's funny, with the 20 game, they had all of these weapons supposedly you could use. They had a whole wheel, and then they had an extension wheel of weapons you could use. And I'm like, you know what, that'd be kind of fun to have a lot of these weapons in the fight. This is, again, prior to it actually coming out and seeing what it actually did. But when you look at the wheel and you look at everything else, it's not how that works. Like, do you remember seeing the fire extinguisher being used in a trailer for 20? And I've never seen the fire extinguisher while playing. Have you ever seen the fire extinguisher in the wrestling game that you've been playing? The 20 game when you were playing it? Because you said you played the story mode. I've only played some of them. I have not used the fire extinguisher.
I'm trying to remember, did I? Not really.
Because on the wheels, when you're doing matches, they have a wheel that you could pick, you know, what weapons to use. But, like, in the 20 game, when the trailer came out, it made it look like you could actually pick multiple, you know, wheels, which is not the case. Depending on what you set up, you will have that standard wheel that'll have the usual weapons underneath the ring or whatever. But, you know, they added, like, the other things, like if you unlock certain things, you could get the TV camera or the telephone, or, you know, the keyboard, the tombstone. Some things are really funny. Like, I don't mind the cassette tape, because then it's like, you know, breaking out the greatest hits, you know, all the greatest hits on one show, or the tombstone because you're burying someone. I don't mind that so much. But, like, where's the other practical weapons you should have underneath the ring, like a fire extinguisher? That's something that I could see underneath the wrestling ring, but I've not seen it. It was advertised in 20, but I've not seen it since it's been advertised. And if you go to the area where it shows you all of the weapons that you can win, as far as the other thing, you don't even see it listed there anywhere. So where is this coming from?
And it probably was in the original setup, and then in their infinite wisdom of trying to hurry up and put it out, they took it out or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, probably. Because half of those weapons that, you know, are supposedly able to use are not able to use. Or they say you have to do this, that, the other thing when you've already done it. I'm like, what do you mean? I've already done this. You know, you beat the game in something, and then, you know, something else. You know, the other thing I was wondering, because I know you create a lot of superstars and stuff, and granted, they can only have so many slots. One of the things that I run into is you can only have 100 persons on your creative roster. What do you think of this?
Well, I mean, unless you like create you. You're, I mean, I'm fine with 100 people because I don't use so. It's not so many. I only have like up to 10 to 15 people that I would create.
Oh wow! That's
and then
good.
Everybody else. Yeah, I have like a set that I create almost for every game. On top of, and then you know you got those people that you want to download.
Mm-hmm.
From Creative Suite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with 100 people. I know some people may want more, but then you got to, unless you got like an extension pack, I don't know, you got to see how that's going to affect
mm-hmm.
how much space it's going to hold on your system, too.
Yeah, that's the other, granted, that's the biggest thing we are running into is this game is already taking up quite a bit of our room, along with other games already on systems. Now, are you using a PS4 or a PS or Xbox? What do you use for a system?
Right now I have a PS4. I haven't on my wish list. I do want to get a PS5, but, you know, it's kind of hard to get one right now, so I'm probably going to get that next year. Probably right around the time when 2K22 comes out, I'll probably end up getting
that
right? As well as the game.
Right.
Huh?
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to probably do that. Or if it comes down that I can't get the PS5, I'll get it on the PS4. Just buy it later. I'll just have two copies. I've done that before.
Sure.
So.
Now.
I just.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go for it.
No, you were saying, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just. And now I was just talking about the PS4. I'm like debating whether I should get it on the PS4 or just buy the PS5 and get it. But going back to like the spacing issue, I had to buy an external hard drive.
Let me ask you about that because I kind of think I need something like that myself. I think I'm running into that issue myself. I mean, between myself, my son. You know, we all have the same PlayStation, and he has his games. I got my games. You only have so much on there. It's annoying because it's like, you know, something you wouldn't think that takes up so much room, but it actually does, you know?
Yeah. Before I got the external hard drive, I had to delete my 2K16 and 17 data.
Ugh.
I wasn't playing the game anymore, and I've already, I've already got my use out of it.
Right.
So I had to get rid of those two games, but I got 18, 19, and of course 20, and then I bought the external hard drive. And then, and on top of Mortal Kombat 11, I had to, and it also has all of my other games, like 2K, my 2K stuff, Mortal Kombat 11, Uno, and I think I had another.
You have Uno too?
At one point, I got Uno. I think I had Injustice at one point on there.
I had that too, yep.
The first one, I didn't get the second one. I was going to, but I had seen so many other people play it. It's the same thing I had with MK. X. I meant to buy it, but I saw everybody else play it. By the time I got the money to get it, I was like, I don't want to play it now. I've seen it.
Yeah. I would go the XL anyway when it comes to Mortal Kombat X. If you're not doing the XL, then what's the point? It's already unlocked for you, you know?
Yeah.
So I have a lot of those games, and they take up a lot of room on the game, on the system. And so I constantly have to delete something or save it for later or something because the system could only hold so much.
Right. So that's why you have to get an external. That's why I had to get the external hard drive so that way I end up moving a lot of my data over to it. So you know,
now,
I don't lose it.
Does that free up a lot of space, and do you still have a lot of room on those, and how is that working out? Is that a good investment for someone like myself?
Yeah, I would say definitely get an external hard drive. I think I got like a 1 terabyte external hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like, how much was it? Like $80?
Oh, that's not
depending
terrible.
On which one. Yeah, so hook it up to your system, you know, format it just let, you know, so it'll recognize the drive, and then you just move over data. Like, I think right now it's just holding, like a lot of videos and screenshots. And that's my thing. If I see something cool, I'll make a screenshot of it. Or if I'm trying to record a match between two characters, I have to video, I take it, and then I, you know, bring it over. I think that's what was getting me. I had a lot of video and screenshots. So
nice.
So,
well,
yeah,
now,
I think
yes.
It got a couple of, yeah, it has a few game, that has some game data on it, but it's mostly just video and stuff.
Nice. Yeah, we, since 2020, I was lucky enough to look into, you know, how to fix that situation since, you know, doing the shows live, I couldn't do it. I couldn't stand not, you know, because our fans look forward to those shows. And now we feature, you know, more people who are, you know, regular people who are, you know, going out there and doing their best they can do to, I don't know if you've seen our shows lately, but now we're featuring actual people who are going out there and making their own dreams come true, and the actual, you know, cool people and the icons, so to speak, of both the Dream Masters and the Women Warriors Wrestling under one roof. So we have the best of the best on one show, but, you know, because we can't do the shows like we used to, where we do them live or whatever, I had to find another alternative. So now what we've been doing is recording the shows prior and then, you know, using the, what is it, the Shout Factory, is that what it's called? You know what I'm talking about, the software that they give you.
Yeah.
PlayStation. So I use that to edit the videos, and then I take those, save it to a flash drive, put it on my computer, because our Wi-Fi is not the best, and then I'll upload it afterwards, and works out a little bit easier. Takes a little bit of a pain in the neck, because it would be much easier going live streaming it, so it's one and done. But when I found that whenever I'm recording beforehand, you know, it looks a little bit better as far as quality goes. It doesn't, if it crashes while I'm doing it, rather than me having to, you know, stop it live and then have to go back and do it again, look like garbage. I could actually, if it crashes, then it crashes. Then I just have to redo the match. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
That's how we've been doing it.
I think it was one time I was in the middle of, this wasn't, not 2K, I think was it 2K or MK? Anyway, it was me and my brother playing, and right in the middle of it, it went kaput.
Oh.
I know. I was sitting there going, oh, why? So, yeah, I've had those moments before. It was a 2K game. I forgot which one. I was playing against another friend, and in the middle of a match, the game just decided it wanted to reboot itself. I was like,
all right. Yeah, I hate when that happens. I know that feeling, especially when I'm a perfectionist. I don't like things going around like that. You know what I mean? I want to control it the best I can, you know, and I don't have any control over technical stuff. As you can hear, this show alone is proof of that. But I'm also a stubborn Irishman. That's why I was determined to make it work. So here we are. Now, I had a question for you. So I toyed with this idea. What do you think of this idea as someone who, you know, does these videos, watches this stuff live? So I had a person on the podcast not long ago who asked me about when I have these people who are on our show on the podcast, if I've ever had the people who are on the show call a match with me, like a guest commentator type of thing. And I thought about it. I was trying to think if there's a way logistically I could have someone be a guest on the show, like who was not here, obviously. And then I remembered that my son and I, what we do is he logs into his account and I log into mine. And that's how we do the commentary when we do the shows together. And I, since I record the show, that's kept on the thing. So I'd imagine it would be done the same way, right? If as long as someone's on the network, to your knowledge?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it would be interesting having a guest commentator once in a while on our shows. What do you think of that idea? Like when I do these shows, obviously, it would be different having someone, hey, what is it like to watch yourself on the show and call like a match with them? That'd be different, would it not?
Yeah, it's an interesting idea.
I just didn't know if there was a way I could, you know, do it. But then I thought about it. I'm like, well, it probably does the same way. They would probably have to have a PlayStation account. And then you would, you know, they would talk. I could hear them. They can hear me as long as they can see what's going on, which to my knowledge they can, right? I'm not a technical guy. If they can see whatever I'm doing on the show, then theoretically it could be calling the same thing, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that might be something I might toy with. You know, I might try to get you and the wife to come on. That'd be interesting to have the women's tag team champions to call one of their matches together. What do you think of this idea? You have to talk to the wife, of course, run that by her. Busy woman she
that
is.
That sounds cool.
Huh? Yeah, that'd be different.
Cool.
Get the women's tag team champions. Maybe get Jeremy on the show, too. Have all the Squared Circle Cafe come in. I mean, if you could have multiple people talking on the thing, I don't see why that would be an issue, would it? I'm thinking. All they would need is a headset, a hand, and a thing, and an account, right? Because I'm not a video game person. So I'm just wondering if logistically.
Yeah, I always got to find my headset. Oh, wait a minute. I do have a headset. I have my cat ears. Yeah, I can use those.
Well, I'm just thinking, though. There you go. So I'm just wondering, like, you know how people do their streaming thing? They talk on the thing. It would be the same way, right? Because that's how me and Sean do it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, because, I mean, that way there you could actually have multiple people on the show calling a match. That would be something different, huh? I could have this cafe.
Then it would have to depend on their now, that is depending on how their signal strength is, too. Because if you're doing that, you got to they're working off of their signal.
That's true, too. Right. Right. Because that would be something that might be worth looking at. Like that. Also, you're going to have to send me your gamer stuff. Since you're a PlayStation, that means I can play with games. I'm trying to get someone to fight with me in fighting games who aren't going to cry when I beat them. I deal with that a lot. With the fighting games, I play with somebody and they get all upset when I beat them, and I'm like, oh. I very rarely go online to play games because I never have time to go on and play a lot. But once in a while, it'd be nice to, you know, have a game with someone rather than play with myself all the time, because the computer is good and all, but sometimes you need a challenge, you know.
Yeah, I did that with what's the game? Soul Calibur 6. I'm sorry, my brain just went. I play Soul Calibur 6 sometimes when I used to. I haven't played it in months. go on and online and play a couple of folks. I try to not be online as much. I probably play like a couple of matches and hop off because that's like. I'm getting a roll. I'm going in. I'm getting a roll going, and I'm like, because I guess it's because for me, I've been in that place where I'm playing, and then the other person is just getting all flustered or upset that I'm beating them. And then this actually happened, like, true story. This is old, back when Tekken 3 came out, and we were doing
an arcade
facility.
Oh, I remember those days. Those were good old.
I'm playing a game. I just walk up playing a game, and I'm doing good, you know, straight up button mashing. But after a while, I started getting a hang of a lot of moves. And this one guy came up there, and I think I beat him like twice, and he was just getting upset. So he said, let me go again. And so he went again. I honestly just threw the mat so he would shut up.
I just
threw the mat to let him win so he can just, you know, I think if you weren't that bad, he could go. So
yeah, I encounter a lot of people who, you know, if you fight with them or whatever, they seem nice and all, they can't win, and then they fight you, they complain about how you win. I'm like, listen, the minute they go 3-2-1 fight, you fight. You know what I mean? Like
right.
When I'm playing Mortal Kombat, for example, because I did a couple of those tournaments, you know, those tournaments they do once in a while.
Right.
Half the people don't show up when they're supposed to, because actually that's how I won 3 of my matches to qualify into the finals, to be honest. Because the people who are supposed to face you, they put you guys in brackets or whatever, and the other person has so much time to chime in to fight you. But if they don't show up after a certain amount of time, I had to read the rule book to find out. I'm like, I'm sitting here for a while. Where's this guy? And I come to find out, if you sit long enough, that's a forfeit. So I'm like, oh, well, then. So I did like six, actually, it was quite a few eliminations in that first tournament just by people not showing up or logging in on time. So, you know, I lucked out on that Mortal Kombat. It was the new one, Mortal Kombat X, the tournament they did. And, some people didn't even show up, so I won those automatically. I just had to be smart enough to give it a certain amount of time and then show them that no one's there, and then I was all set.
Yeah, I think there's a point where, like, I think I would have – if I had continued with Mortal Kombat as far as learning all the moves and you know, breaking it down with how many button mashes and how many steps and everything. If I'd have kept on that rock, I could have probably been a pretty good player. But I got to a point where, you know, I'm like, I'm not about to do this 26 button mashing combo just to kick somebody in the air. I'm just going to button mash my way through it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, one of my biggest things with fighting games is the minute they say go, I go. And I don't barely block. I just go out and brute force attack. And someone complained because I beat them. I was too forceful. I'm like, he said, fight. You fight. What do you want me to do?
Right.
The guy was playing as Shao Kahn, I want to say. Yeah, it was Shao Kahn, and I was, I want to say, Nighthawk or something like that. Night Wolf. And he said, fight. So I fight. The best way to fight Shao Kahn in the same way you fight Goro, you attack him and don't give him time to breathe. That's how you beat Goro.
Yeah.
That was always my strategy with those guys. You just can't be afraid. Just walk up there and start belting them. Don't give him time to breathe. Hit him with as much as you can. Like Scorpion sometimes can be tough because, you know, Scorpion, who is one of my go-tos for the most part, was always Scorpion. But when it came to guys like that, Scorpion's, you know, usual techniques wouldn't even be useful because, truthfully, the only way to beat guys like Shao Kahn and Goro is just to go up and belt them, knock them down, and wait till he gets up and hit him again, you know? Yeah, fighting games are my thing. I still like fighting games a lot, and there's not many of them I haven't played, which... I just recently, I got that game that was free a lot while back on the PlayStation Network. I want to say it was the Soul Calibur game. You know what I'm talking about? You were just talking about 6. And I just started playing that. You know what? That's one of my new favorite games. Because I'm like, wow, where the hell has this been? It's just the right kind
of
level.
My only thing about that one
is that, you know how in Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter and these other fighting games, you know, it's best of 3 in most of these other fighting games. But with Soul Calibur, you got to beat them straight three matches straight. At least that's how this game is. Unless I have to find some other way around that, but that's pretty much the way it is. So instead of winning 2 out of the 3 fights that you would in Mortal Kombat or whatever, you got to beat the same guy 3 times. Sometimes it's pointless because, you know, clearly you've already destroyed them, you know.
Well, it depends on how you have it set up, because I have mine set up for 2 out of 3.
For the Soul Calibur?
So, yeah.
Oh, I got to look into seeing if I can fix that, because right now it won't let me fix that. I don't know why that is. And I got that Street Fighter Anniversary Edition, too. I have that, which has pretty much everything. I've been fighting. I like the fighting games.
Yeah, there's one game that I'm looking forward to. It's still in development. I guess the working title right now is called Project L. It's based off of League of Legends. You ever heard of League of Legends?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, they're making a fighting game from that, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it sounds good. You know, I saw a game advertised. I don't know if it's a fighting game or not, but it was called, like, Battle of the Gods or something. And, you know, at first glance, it looks like it's a fighting game that features a lot of, like, the demigods and, the Greek gods fighting each other. If it's that kind of a game, then I might be down for that. You know what I mean? I like those, I guess they call them platform fighters, right? Those are straight, you know, fighting games. But I'm not really into the whole role-playing type games because they're too complicated usually and they take too long. But, you know, once in a while I might come across one. But for the most part, I stick to a lot of the fighting games where I can, you know, go through like 7, 8 guys, 10 guys or whatever and beat them all and win, you know. To this day, my very favorite and most realistic game was was actually one of the cheapest games, and I don't think it was very popular, was the Deadliest Warriors game. Came out a while back. Do you remember that game?
It sounds familiar.
Deadliest Warriors was based on the TV show where they took all of those old ancient like groups. It was a 2-part game. The first part was like they took like various people, like a ninja, a pirate, samurai or whatever. It was on the Spike Channel. It was called The Deadliest Warriors. It was a TV show they had. They made a video game of it where you'd have.
What are you talking about now?
And then they had a flip side of that game, which was called like The Legends of the Deadliest Warriors. So it was like, you know, it was like the most legendary, you know, toughest warriors of all time. So like William Wallace was there and Genghis Khan and, you know, Joan of Arc represented the women, and people of that nature would fight each other to the death, basically. But out of any other fighting game, it is the most realistic fighting game I've ever played because, I mean, let's face it, if you get shot in the head with a bow and arrow at point blank range, you're probably going to die. I mean, you're familiar with Mortal Kombat. I mean, look at, you know, how many times you get hit with things over there, Scorpion throwing his things around, all that other stuff. And you have to beat him down till the level goes down in other fighting games, you know what I mean? But in Deadliest Warrior, it's based upon how they're killed. If they get their head cut off in one with a sword, then guess what? The fight's over. It could be the first blow. It's over. And the same thing goes with shooting arrows.
I know it's kind of based off another game. I forgot what it was called. I played like a long time ago. It was it's not Bushido Blade. I think it was Bushido Blade. I mean, it was like you get hit one time, it's like you're done.
It was realistic. It was graphic too.
You know,
I mean, it was very graphic. My wife actually likes it because she says she likes the fatalities of Mortal Kombat. So she definitely likes, you know, that game, because in the Deadliest Warrior game, people getting their arms cut off and cut in half, and it's not shy from the bloodshed, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. But anyway, JC, it's been a great talk. I've had you for a little while. I know you worked all day. You've been a busy woman and whatever. But before we wrap things up, you want to plug anything, or you want to tell people how they can find you and tell us what's going on with you outside of the video game stuff?
Well, you know, right now I'm kind of in between projects, but, you know, if you want to check me out on the social webs, I'm on Twitter as HardyCat1027. I'm also on TikTok, same name, HardyCat1027. And I have an IG, Same name, Party Cat 1027.
Well, there you go. It's easy. They're all across the board. And where's your YouTube stuff at?
Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. One more thing. If you catch me on PlayStation, then is Party Cat. Straight up, Party Cat. No numbers at the end.
Party Cat. All right. Is that with a C or a K?
Okay.
I thought so. Okay, cool. I plugged the right person then. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. Well, it was a pleasure having you. I know you've been working, like I said, all day, and we had some technical difficulties getting into the show, but it's been a fun time anyway, as always, on the FRL headquarters. Expected, I guess. But I guess what we can do is, hopefully wait to see what happens with the other games. What do you think of the AEW game that's supposed to come out? What are you looking for in that?
Oh, I did hear stuff, but I haven't, checked out any more news. I just heard the rumor. I would definitely get the play. We just had an AEW show here last night?
I heard, yeah.
Because I had a friend that was, texting me while she was there.
So you're still actively watching the wrestling then, huh?
I watch it sometimes. Most of the time, I'm literally on Twitter. I'm not on Tumblr anymore, but Twitter, and I'm watching my timeline. I might watch a show every once in a while. I'm actually going to go to the day one pay per view on New Year's Day. So.
Oh, cool! That'd be fun for you. I'd love to know how that is. But we're going to have to come on the show again when we get more news on this game and see what your thoughts are as more plots develop. And maybe we'll have to talk about maybe having you and the wife come on as guest commentators and call one of your matches, as we have an upcoming show where all of our championship titles are going to be defended, including the women's. And you guys have sent challengers left and right. Last show, you guys defeated the Hillary Duff and her sister Haley Duff. You guys have been taking names, so we'll have to wait and find out who's going to challenge you next. But we're going to have to see you guys come in. But it was a pleasure having you, JC, and it was a pleasure, and you'll have to come back again sometime.
All right, I will. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You have a great night, and we'll be in touch. We'll have to see about getting some games in. You play golf or pool?
Pool, man. Golf right there.
What's
I can barely play that. I say I'll take the pool.
I like the pool. I have that pool game, and I love that game. It's the pool. What is it? The Pure Pool. I have that game. It's one of my favorite go-tos, and it's one of my I still love that game. It's the most realistic pool game I've played in a while. But anyway, it's good stuff. But anyway, I play multiple things, Jeopardy and everything else, and Trivial Pursuit Live. Me and Sean will play that once in a while. Family Feud is always another family favorite. But we have Uno, too. So, all right, we'll be in touch with all those fighting games, too. All right, be safe, and we'll talk to you soon, DJC.
All right, see you.
All right, may all your dreams come true. Peace. Okay, it was nice of JC to stick around and finally get that worked out, folks. It goes to show you that, stubborn Irishman always gets his way. Finally, it works, so that's cool. I want to thank JC for coming in and talking to us here about video game stuff. As you can hear, she has a lot of experience with it, and she's been doing a lot more with it than I even have. I only know as far as what I've been doing with the show, what we've been doing. And I already talked about my frustrations with it. And as you can hear, JC, and she's not the only one. We're not the only people. There's many people who, feel the way we did about the 20 game and have been affected in how we have. So let's hope we have some better content software for our shows to thrive. So because this show has been rescheduled till now and we fixed everything else, I'm going to end this a little early so we can have time to do other things. Till next time, everyone, thanks for coming into the FRL headquarters and putting up with the technical difficulties. I am your host, the icon Sean Jazz Stevens. You could find me at Instagram again at F 4L, Sean Jazz. Well, I give you guys the right things here. You can find me on Instagram at F4L, F as in friends, fans, family. Four is in the letter, the number rather. L is in the letter. And then S-E-A-N for Sean, and J-A-Z-Z-S-T-W, and of course that's F4L, Sean-Jazz, that's Sean, S-E-A-N, that's Jazz, J-A-Z-Z, and that's Dash Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, at Instagram. You can find me on YouTube, as always, at our regularly scheduled shows. And the shows we just talked about and so much more, our show is at Jazz and His Icons of the F4L. That is on Instagram. That is on, that is in the world of YouTube. That's where you can find our current new stuff, Jazz and His Icons of the F4L. And, of course, all of my other YouTube channels, jazz69@gmail.com, as well as the one and only Jazz Fitness. And by the way, I want to make a quick announcement. It's been asked by many fans. I've been getting emails still that people are missing Jazz Fitness. Yes, the loudmouth social media icon, the YouTube sensation, the one, the only one with the bulging biceps, the perfect pecs, and the washboard abs, the one who tells you to bow and worship the greatness that is him, the great Jazz Fitness. And welcome to the fitness center. So anyway, to those people who are requesting Jazz Fitness's return, yes, Jazz Fitness is going to be making a promo and doing a promo skill on the platform that made him famous, the YouTube, because YouTube needs him, his fans need him. And of course, as long as his fans can put the Twinkies down long enough, well, let's face it, fitness fans don't eat Twinkies because we're rocking abs. We're all about the fitness. We can eat 20 Twinkies 6 times a day and burn them off just by walking down the street because we are fitness icons. Anyway, folks, Jazz Fitness is going to be hitting YouTube very soon. So for that, I apologize. To the fans who are of Jazz Fitness, be careful what you wish for. You're going to get it. And to all of our F4Ls around the world, thank you. Happy holidays to everyone. As again, we are in the midst of the holiday season here in the United States and around the world, whether it's Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, whatever. Happy whatever to all of you. And may all your dreams come true. I'm the icon, the F4L, Sean Jazz Stevens, the leader, saying may all your dreams come true. Peace, everyone. Till next time.